Hi, it's Chip.
And Spud here.
And
yeah, we're at the St. Vincent's Retirement Home in Ryde. We're here for the big light switch-on that is happening in about an hour's time. And we're here with Jess, who's the manager of the home, and also Gail, who's the activities coordinator.
How you doing, Jess?
I'm very well, thank you.
How you doing, Gail?
All excited for the big light switch-on.
It's going to be awesome switching on the lights. What's your best Christmas decoration light?
Well, that's hard to say. I think the best thing this year is our grotto. So that's new. So it's Santa's grotto. That's the best thing we've got.
What's your favourite Christmas light?
The shooting stars.
The shooting stars.
Yep. Look out for those when it's the big light switch on.
So, Jess, you were saying that there's somebody special going to come and turn the lights on tonight. So, who's coming to turn the lights on at St. Vincent's?
So, it is the Mayor of Ryde, along with the Head of the Council, coming to do the light switch on.
And you do a lot of activities at St. Vincent's. What activities do you do?
Oh, well, every day we do morning and afternoon activities, but then we go above and beyond. We go out every week in the minibus. We have parties every month to have a theme and get all the residents involved. And then we go out as well to trips like zoos or cafes. We really try to make life really good fun here.
What's it like being the manager here?
Well, if I'm being honest, it's an amazing job. It's very hard, it's very stressful, but it's all for a good cause. So I absolutely love managing here. It means a lot to me. It is a big family here, so all of our residents are our family. All of our staff are our family, and we just want the best for them. So, and I love being in charge of that, so... It's a pleasure.
You've done the Christmas lights, quite a few years now.
Yep, it's been ongoing for a few years now, but we try and get bigger and better every single year. We ask people to donate. It's all for a good cause. We try and raise money to put back into the care home for the residents so they can have the best life possible whilst they're with us.
Well, what you're doing is fantastic, and I know that it's a lot of hard work to put all of this on. So it's not just about for the care home, but also the community as well. The community get involved and see what's happening here, and you hope that you're going to raise a lot of funds for, as you say, putting back to the residents. So how long does it take to set it all up? It must be a huge task.
It is quite a big task. So outside can take anywhere from sort of 4 to 6 weeks to do. Inside the home, you'd be surprised, it takes one whole evening. And that's myself, Gail, and the maintenance men. We literally stay here all night till it's done, so that when the residents wake up in the morning, it's all ready. And it's always on the first, ready for the switch on. So it's a very, very Christmassy day, the first for us.
That's incredible.
Well, you do a lot of hard work, Jess and Gail. So what would you like for Christmas yourself this year?
A holiday. A break, holiday. No. I know it sounds cheesy, but I just wish everybody that here a very Merry Christmas. I'm so proud of my team. I'm grateful for everything that they do and they support me. And I just hope that next year we thrive even more. So that's all I can ask for, really.
What would you like, Gail?
Oh, well, it's got to be health, wealth and happiness for everyone, hasn't it?
Yeah, we'll say yes to that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you both so much for letting us interview for a few minutes, and we wish you every success with the big light switch on this evening.
Lovely. Thank you.